Lesson 8, Text. On Being Crazy, after W.E.B. Du Bois.
It was 1 o'clock, and I was hungry. I found a place, seated myself, and reached for the menu. The man sitting at the other side of the table rose. "Sir," said he, "do you wish to force me to share the same table with you?" "No," I said, "I wish to eat." "Do you understand, sir, that this is social equality?" "Nothing of the sort, sir. I'm hungry, and I want to eat." The day's work was over. I sought the theater. As I sank into my seat and leaned back, the woman beside me seemed frightened and jumped up from her chair. "Do you enjoy sitting beside me?" she asked coldly. "Oh, no," I said. "Well, you are not wanted here." I was surprised. "I fear you are mistaken," I said. "I certainly like the music, and I want to listen to it." "Is social equality permitted here, boy?" shouted the lady to a man showing people to their seats. "This is social equality." "No, madam," said the boy. "It is Beethoven's music." After the theater, I sought the hotel. I had sent my cases there. The man there asked, "What do you want?" "Rest," I said. "This is a white hotel," he said. I looked around. "It isn't white. Such a color needs a great deal of cleaning," I said. "But I don't think I mind." "We mind," said he. "Then why?" "We don't keep niggers," he said. "We don't want social equality." "Neither do I," I replied gently. "I want a bed." I walked to the train. "I'll take a sleeper through Texas. I'm a little bit dissatisfied with this town." "We won't sell you one." "I only want to hire it," said I, "for a couple of nights." "Can't sell you a sleeper in Texas," he insisted. "They consider it social equality." "I consider it crazy," I said. "I think I'll walk." While walking, I met another traveler. When he saw me, he walked at once to the other side of the road. It was muddy. I asked his reason. "Niggers are dirty," he said. "So is mud," said I. "And I am not as dirty as you, yet." "But you're a nigger, aren't you?" "My grandfather was so called," I admitted. "Well, then," he said proudly. "Do you live in the South?" "Sure," he answered, "and suffer there." "I should think you and the Negroes should get together and take some action to put an end to it." "We don't let them do that." "We? Why not?" I said in surprise. "Niggers know nothing about it." "But," I said, "I don't think I know less than you do." "But you're a nigger." I gave up. "Go on," I said. "Either you are crazy or I am." "We both are," he said as he walked along in the mud.
Words to watch.
Crazy. O'clock. Hungry. Reach. Menu. Rise. Force. Share. Equality. Sort. Seek. Theater. Sink. Lean. Woman. Frighten. Jump. Cold. Surprise. Fear. Mistake. Music. permit, hotel, case, rest, color, need, deal, nigger, gently, bit, dissatisfy, town, hire, sell, couple, insist, consider, travel, road, reason, mud, admit, proud, south, suffer, negro, action.
This is the end of tape 1.